This is the Cambridge ESOL International Certificate in Financial English. Test of Listening, May 2007. Look at the information for candidates on the front of your question paper. This paper requires you to listen to a selection of recorded material and answer the accompanying questions. There are four parts to this test. You will hear each part twice. There will be a pause before each part to allow you to look through the questions, and other pauses to let you think about your answers. At the end of every pause, you will hear this sound. You should write your answers in the spaces provided on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. You must ask any questions now, as you will not be allowed to speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. There are two questions for each extract. You will hear each extract twice. Extract 1. You will hear two partners at an investment bank discussing a candidate they have just interviewed for a job. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions before you listen.
So, shall we compare notes about the candidate?
Okay.
Well, I felt he performed rather well. I think he's got what it takes to be a useful member of our financial team, especially since we're looking for someone to work on projects in partnership with our operational risk team. He demonstrated the skills needed for that kind of cooperation, and he's clearly ready to take on the challenge. He's only got the minimum amount of experience required after qualifying, of course, but he's got potential. It's still fairly early to say whether he's leadership material, but who knows?
Well, I agree with you up to a point. I was impressed by his apparent knowledge of the kind of software we use, although we didn't really test him out. I wonder if he's had enough involvement in an audit environment, though. That was one of our requirements, after all, and we did ask for someone who's had experience in risk assessments. He seemed less confident in that area, I felt, although he does clearly see his future in investment banking. And I agree, he has potential.
Well, let's interview the other candidate before we decide.
Now you will hear the recording again.
So, shall we compare notes about the candidate?
Okay.
Well, I felt he performed rather well. I think he's got what it takes to be a useful member of our financial team, especially since we're looking for someone to work on projects in partnership with our operational risk team. He demonstrated the skills needed for that kind of cooperation, and he's clearly ready to take on the challenge. He's only got the minimum amount of experience required after qualifying, of course, but he's got potential. It's still fairly early to say whether he's leadership material, but who knows?
Well, I agree with you up to a point. I was impressed by his apparent knowledge of the kind of software we use, although we didn't really test him out. I wonder if he's had enough involvement in an audit environment, though. That was one of our requirements, after all, and we did ask for someone who's had experience in risk assessments. He seemed less confident in that area, I felt, although he does clearly see his future in investment banking. And I agree, he has potential.
Well, let's interview the other candidate before we decide.
Extract 2. You will hear part of a speech about job losses by the CEO of a major car manufacturer. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions before you listen.
And now to our plans for the company. As you may have read in the press, we are having to lose up to 10,000 of our staff as part of our restructuring program, aimed at improving efficiency and cutting costs. We are facing difficult times. Of course, inflation at the moment has remained relatively stable, which should be good news for us. However, it's proving very tough to tempt consumers into buying new products, which is particularly worrying when we may have to face a rise in the costs of raw materials. We have been working with the unions to reach a fair agreement over how many jobs should be lost. We intend to use early retirement and voluntary redundancy packages as much as possible. We feel that with these changes, we will emerge as a much more streamlined company. As I personally predicted, we have already reported a preliminary net profit of 1.1 billion euros for last year, beating analysts' estimates. And we are forecasting an increase in sales and operating profit. So I have no hesitation in proposing a rise in our dividend to 1.15 euros per share.
Now you will hear the recording again.
And now to our plans for the company. As you may have read in the press, we are having to lose up to 10,000 of our staff as part of our restructuring program, aimed at improving efficiency and cutting costs. We are facing difficult times. Of course, inflation at the moment has remained relatively stable, which should be good news for us. However, it's proving very tough to tempt consumers into buying new products, which is particularly worrying when we may have to face a rise in the costs of raw materials. We have been working with the unions to reach a fair agreement over how many jobs should be lost. We intend to use early retirement and voluntary redundancy packages as much as possible. We feel that with these changes, we will emerge as a much more streamlined company. As I personally predicted, we have already reported a preliminary net profit of 1.1 billion euros for last year, beating analysts' estimates. And we are forecasting an increase in sales and operating profit. So I have no hesitation in proposing a rise in our dividend to 1.15 euros per share.
Extract 3. You will hear a director of a financial services company talking about a new award scheme called the Sustainable Banking Awards. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions before you listen.
Sustainability issues are a core component of banking risk management and are increasingly being recognised as potential business generators. The launch of the Sustainable Banking Awards recognises this emerging trend and the important role that banking can play in contributing to sustainability overall. These awards can be seen as one of the ways to bring sustainability into the provision of financial services. In my opinion, it is no longer an optional add-on. It has to be part of every company's strategy and their brand. I commend this initiative as an important contribution to the financial services industry, and on a personal level, I'm honoured to have been appointed to the panel of assessors. My firm is one of the world's leading financial services companies, and we recognise that we have a responsibility not only to maintain, but also to promote high standards in everything we do, and that includes sustainability standards for our sector. Financing economic growth, while addressing environmental and social impacts, is important to shareholders, employees, and clients. We think sustainability makes good business sense, and should be key to growth strategy throughout the industry.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Sustainability issues are a core component of banking risk management and are increasingly being recognised as potential business generators. The launch of the Sustainable Banking Awards recognises this emerging trend and the important role that banking can play in contributing to sustainability overall. These awards can be seen as one of the ways to bring sustainability into the provision of financial services. In my opinion, it is no longer an optional add-on. It has to be part of every company's strategy and their brand. I commend this initiative as an important contribution to the financial services industry, and on a personal level, I'm honoured to have been appointed to the panel of assessors. My firm is one of the world's leading financial services companies, and we recognise that we have a responsibility not only to maintain, but also to promote high standards in everything we do, and that includes sustainability standards for our sector. Finance in economic growth, while addressing environmental and social impacts, is important to shareholders, employees and clients. We think sustainability makes good business sense and should be key to growth strategy throughout the industry.
That is the end of part one.